say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby I got you.
On this date in 1998, Sonny Bono, the pop singer turned politician, was killed when he struck a tree while skiing in South Lake Tahoe, California, at the age of 62. Bono was born on February 16, 1935, and began his music career as a songwriter and singer for Johnny Otis's Dig Records label in the early 1960s. In 1964, he recorded his first song with then-girlfriend Cher, which was soon followed by a number of hits including I Got You, Babe. Sonny and Cher performed in nightclubs, and their act, which combined singing with comedy and featured Sonny as the straight man to Cher's lighthearted jabs, was picked up by CBS in 1971, where it remained a top-rated show until its run ended in 1974. Bono's career then waned, but he stepped back into the public eye when he became mayor of Palm Springs, California in 1988. He was the town's mayor until 1992. And in 1994, he was elected to Congress as a representative from California's 44th Congressional District. When he died in a skiing accident in 1998, his congressional seat was filled by his widow, Mary Whitaker Bono.
You, I can't go wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe.
Boxer Sonny Liston, son of Arkansas sharecroppers and former heavyweight champion in 1962, was found dead in his Las Vegas, Nevada home on this date in 1971. Liston briefly reigned as heavyweight champion after a first-round knockout in a fight against Floyd Patterson. However, his career was marred by criminal activity and, later, accusations of fostering mob connections and throwing fights. Henry Ford, head of the Ford Motor Company, introduced a minimum wage scale of $5 per day on this date in 1914. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.